Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, Chris Brown finds himself once again making public apologies at the end of 2010 here. Why is he apologizing this time? Well, actually, I was going to say head out to Los Angeles, but she snowed in on the East Coast. TMZ's Nikki Fertile. And Nikki, I kind of watched a little bit of this transpire yesterday over Twitter between Chris Brown and Raz B, who's a former member of the boy band B2K. What were they arguing about, and why is Chris apologizing?
Yeah, I mean, this totally played out over Twitter in the past 24 hours. And yes, Chris is now apologizing, saying that he is not homophobic. There was a rant kind of going on between him and Raz B, having to do with Raz B apparently, you know, making some comments. And I guess this all started back in 2007, saying that he had been molested. And, you know, him and Chris start getting into it, and Raz B's brother got involved. And it just turned into this whole thing that, you know, people were saying was a homophobic rant by Chris Brown.
Omarion Marcus Houston involved in this as well. Raz B's claiming that he was molested by Marcus Houston and that Omarion knew about it as well. It's just a weird and twisted story, and you don't know really who to believe and what's true and what's false. And there's a lot of videos on YouTube if you want to catch up on it about it. I'll tell you that much. But so then they're arguing back and forth. Chris, as you mentioned, he made some homophobic and some racist comments as well. What did he release to TMZ? What did he say in that statement?
We, you know, went to Chris's people and were like, listen, you know, you got to say something. You know, he's getting slammed on the internet. So once again, you know, he's apologizing. He said yesterday was an unfortunate lack in judgment sparked by public Twitter attacks from Raz B, who was bent on getting attention. Words cannot begin to express how sorry and frustrated I am what transpired publicly on Twitter.
Since then, Raz B's responded as well, right?
Yeah, of course. Raz B is firing back now, saying yesterday was not about receiving attention. As Chris Brown says, it was about standing up for what he felt was right. Now, this doesn't sound like it's ending anytime soon. I just hope the two of them aren't going to the same club for New Year's.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not. But, you know, with Chris Brown, it's sad because he really was building what you could call, I guess, a comeback in 2010. You guys had reported that he had received nothing but praises from the judge monitoring all of his classes and all that stuff. He had completed all those courses, too, on domestic violence and controlling his temper, was returning to the charts as well. And now, as Chris said himself, a lapse in judgment for sure. TMZ.com, TMZ TV, Nikki Fertile. Hey, happy new year and safe travels back to the West Coast.
Thank you. Happy new year.
And, of course, TMZ TV, weeknights at 7 on Fox Providence.